Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and on this half hour of Motown Memories, we continue to feature number one songs, this time from 1974 and one song from 1975. Well, coming up, the second number one song that Eddie Kendricks had on the rhythm and blues charts, Boogie Down. Well, although Eddie had sung lead on many of the Temptations' biggest hits, including The Way You Do the Things You Do and Just My Imagination, the temptation of his solo career was just too much to resist, and he moved out on his own in 1971. Less than 3 years later, he had the number two song in the country and the number one rhythm and blues song in the country with Boogie Down. But solo success didn't come almost immediately. Eddie's first solo hit, the appropriately entitled It's Too Hard for Me to Say Goodbye, couldn't rise any higher than number 88 on the U.S. Billboard pop charts. His next four hits all hovered on the bottom of the charts, but Kendricks rode out the storm. He remained on the same label Motown, kept the same producers, and relied on songwriters Frank Wilson, Anita Pori, and Leonard Caston. In 1973, this consistency paid off with the number one pop hit Keep On Truckin', which we just heard this last half hour. But once the winning formula had been established, Kendricks intended to keep on truckin' with it. The result was Boogie Down. Well, Frank Wilson was quoted as saying that we were basically interested in making sure we did not lose what we had gained with Keep On Truckin'. We knew that they were both club records and dance records, and they were group tracks with a gospel, churchy kind of background feel. We did an awful lot in terms of just letting the background ride over the vamp, so most of these songs were half background grooves, and the other half, of course, were leads. Well, here is Boogie Down, right here on Motown Memories. Boogie. I'm gonna
Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Last time I saw him, he sweetly kissed my lips. Last time I saw him, he said, I'll be back for more of this. Last time I saw him, we were crying at the bus. I knew he hated leaving, but he had to set us up. I gave him money, I know I invested well. Mama doesn't trust him, but he loves me, I can tell. Each day the Greyhound arrives at 9 o'clock, but I don't start my crying till that last man's gone.
We'll be right back.
Motown Memory from the Jackson 5, a number one U.S. pop chart single and rhythm blues single on the Billboard charts from 74, Dancing Machine. Before that, Diana Ross, Wall on Her Own at This Time, a number one song on the adult contemporary charts from 74, Last Time I Saw Him. And we started with Boogie Down, Eddie Kendricks, number one on the rhythm blues charts from 1974 also. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature songs that made number one in 1974. Well, coming up, The Miracles minus Smokey Robinson with a great song called Do It Baby. Well, Do It Baby marked the Soul Quintet's first top 40 hit over a year and a half after the departure of the group's most important member, former leader Smokey Robinson. Well, Billy Griffin took over for Smokey as the lead position in 1973. The song was written by Motown staff songwriters Freddie Perren and Christine Yerarian and was produced by Perren. The song's production was also a far departure from the group's earlier sounds, as they embraced a funkier production style, at that point greatly influenced by the disco sound that was becoming very popular. The single was released off the group's 1974 album of the same name and reaching number 13 on the U.S. Billboard charts. It would remain the highest post-Smokey Robinson hit until the 1975 release of the now disco classic Love Machine. Here are The Miracles, right here on Motown Memories.
MotownMemories@yahoo.com
you say that
Haven't Done Nothing, reaching number one on the U.S. Billboard pop charts and rhythm and blues charts from 1974, and we started with Do It Baby by The Miracles, post-Smokey Robinson reaching number one on 74 on the rhythm and blues charts. This is Tom Fallon hosting Motown Memories, continuing to feature all songs that reached number one while we finished up 1974, and coming up, another number one song from Stevie Wonder on the rhythm and blues charts, this time from 1975, Boogie On Reggae Woman. Well, Boogie On Reggae Woman was a song that was released in 1974, and it was a funk single from the album Fulfillingness' first finale. The song, which ironically was not in the reggae style, except for the unmistakable rocksteady rhythm guitar, continued Stevie's successful top 10 streak on the pop charts, and it reached number 3 on the U.S. pop charts. It also spent 2 weeks at number one on the rhythm and blues charts, and it featured Stevie's distinctive harmonica that he made famous way back when he was considered the 12-year-old boy genius in 1963. It was also notable for Stevie's pulsating Moog synthesizer bass line. Well, here is Stevie Wonder, another number one right here on Motown Memories.
Far deep in love. campaign.
Brings this edition of Motown Memories to a close. We've featured number one songs from 1973 through 1975 in the order that they charted as number one on this edition of Motown Memories. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.